SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Lots of Friday pink slips are being handed out today. The State Department is firing over 1,300 career diplomats and civil servants. Word of the layoffs come a day after staffers were told that notices would be sent in coming days. Canada has been put on notice. Donald Trump plans to hike tariffs on Canadian goods to 35% starting August 1st. There's also the possibility of a new U.S. trade war with Brazil.
Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva says he will impose retaliatory tariffs on the United States if President Donald Trump follows through on a pledge to boost import taxes by 50%. Trump has vowed to respond forcefully if countries seek to punish the U.S. I'm Karen Shamas.
The CDC finds that nearly a third of young Americans have pre-diabetes.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has offered a new estimate of how many adolescents in the U.S. have prediabetes. The data from 2023 shows nearly 1 in 3 aged 12 to 17 had it. That's far higher than a previous estimate that the condition affects about 1 in 5. Prediabetes puts a person at risk for developing type 2 diabetes, heart disease, stroke, and other metabolic problems. But scientists who study and treat diabetes note the CDC released only a 600-word online summary of the findings. No raw data and no peer-reviewed paper. And that's raising questions about its accuracy. I'm Ben Thomas.
President Trump visits Texas later today to assess catastrophic flooding that has killed at least 120 people. He'll take an aerial tour, meet with officials, and talk with victims' families. Meanwhile, search crews continue looking for scores of people still missing. Dow futures down 271. This is SRN News. Americans are weighing in on abortion pills.
Specifically, whether it's okay for women, even those in states where abortion is banned, to receive the drugs through the mail. The Public Religion Research Institute poll finds that 68% of the general population says yes, abortion pills in the mail are fine. The survey also reveals that majorities of nearly all religious groups also approve of abortion by mail, and amongst white evangelical Protestants, a surprising 50% approve. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Under a report to the Australian government on curbing anti-Semitism, universities would lose government funding unless they address attacks on Jewish students. Australian universities have been the center of several pro-Palestinian protests. Anti-Semitic incidents, including assaults, vandalism, threats, and intimidation, have surged more than threefold in the year after Hamas attacked Israel in 2023. This is SRN News. There's a Ford recall dealing with faulty fuel pumps.
Ford is recalling more than 850,000 of its cars across the U.S. because the low-pressure fuel pump inside the vehicles may fail and potentially could cause an engine to stall. The recall covers a wide range of Ford and Lincoln-branded vehicles, including certain Ford Broncos, Explorers, and F-150s, as well as Lincoln Aviators and Navigators. Ford plans to send out notification letters to affected owners starting July 14th. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Trump administration says it will restrict immigrants in the country illegally from enrolling in Head Start, the federally funded preschool program. The move is part of a broad effort to limit access to federal benefits for undocumented immigrants. The changes were announced by the Health and Human Services Department. More details at srnnews.com.